page 95. If you have your research question and thesis statement written out and visible to you, for example, taped to the wall, it will be easier for you to make this decision. You can look at what you've written, compare it to what you thought you were going to write, and ask yourself which is the more fruitful direction. If what you've written is more fruitful, then you revise your core argument, paste the new version on the wall, and carry on until the next crossroads when you make the decision again. If you decide that what you've written is just a sign that you got momentarily lost, having your core argument visible makes it easier to see where you went astray and get back on course. If you decide that your tangent was off course, but you want to file it away as a possible route to take at a later time, then you open a new document, put your thoughts in it, and save it so you can get back to it later. Serving as a guide to writing is probably your core argument's most important function. Indeed, unless they're in your abstract, it is unlikely that either your research question or your thesis statement will be spelled out in your paper. Not many articles state, quote, "My research question."